Joining us, as he does most Thursday mornings live from Boston, is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. Good morning, Mike. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
All right, Mike. So things are getting back to busy on Beacon Hill. A batch of newly minted lawmakers will be walking the halls on Beacon Hill today. They were sworn in yesterday. Give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, it was a hopeful day, an encouraging day. I think this big class of, I believe it's close to 30 new representatives joining the House, and a handful of new senators joining the Senate. Same leadership and very much the same systems that have been in place for an awfully long time. However, there is kind of an undercurrent of new progressives, a number of veteran Democrats were defeated by newer progressive candidates in the primary. So the Democratic Party looks a little bit, towards the left than it was last session. And a lot of the work that's going to be going on is things that really didn't get done by the old guard last year. Things like healthcare cost control and education funding for public schools are definitely at the top of the agenda this year.
And I heard remarks by new Senate President Karen Spilka saying that she had some lofty things to say, but not a lot of specifics. So she said she was, excited for this new session and wanted to get quite a bit accomplished.
Yeah, it's difficult to say what a Senate agenda is going to be or how it's going to differ from what they did last session when Spilka took over the summer, because the Senate did pass a lot of its priorities. It's just that those priorities then died in the House and never really made it to Governor Baker's desk. So I think her speech yesterday was really about urgency and boldness to get more, influence on the Senate side to get the more progressive versions of this legislation through the House. Because that's the roadblock so far for a lot of these kind of liberal goals.
And the Senate started its session in newly renovated chambers. The chamber was closed for more than a year for renovations.
Yeah, it's awfully beige in there.
Is that a good thing?
Eggshell. Yeah, well, not for photographs, I can tell you. No, it's striking. The renovations, it looks fantastic to the naked eye. There's a lot of, natural light coming through that chamber hasn't seen in decades. They kind of opened up some windows that have been there. And it really is the original Charles Bulfinch design of the front of the State House. If people are familiar with, what you see of that brick front that they're taking advantage of. And there's new, modern, closet space and office space and all sorts of different things. So, yeah, the Senate is looking pretty good today.
And now the last legislative session ended on New Year's Day and lawmakers passed a flurry of bills in those waning hours, really, truly waiting until the 11th hour. We've been reporting on some, like a ban on certain flame retardants. What else did they kind of shove through there before the new session started?
It was an awful lot of local bills that may not have an impact statewide, like that flame retardant bill. I think that was the biggest ticket item as far as statewide impact. But a lot of these bills were things for certain constituents or certain towns or cities really across the state that members find really, really important, individual members. And so the way horse trading works around here is those are going to be left till the absolute drop dead deadline so that those members can horse trade and it can be kind of held against them until the last minute, because those types of local bills are the things that House and Senate members really want to get passed. Things like liquor licenses or things called sick leave banks for different state employee constituents, things like that aren't going to be that impressive to most listeners. But when it comes down to a district by district, vote by vote kind of look, those lawmakers really do covet them.
Hmm. So some ceremonial days today with Governor Charlie Baker being sworn in for his second term, and then it will be back to work. Mike Dean, our Statehouse reporter, thanks so much, and we'll be checking in with you as things heat up on Beacon Hill.
Great to be with you.